Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Amen. I'm also blessed with the best of the Lord. We thank God for His grace upon our lives. It is well with us. It is well with our soul. Amen. We are the head and never the tail. Amen. We are above and never beneath. Amen. We are more than conquerors. Amen. Greater is He that is in us than the one that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. We are more than conquerors. Amen. Hallelujah. It is well with us. It is well with your soul. Amen. It is well with your body. Amen. It is well with your mind. Amen. It is well with your family. Amen. It is well with your job. Amen. It is well with your business. Amen. It is well with everything that calls your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are successful. Amen. You are a winner. You are not a victim, you are a victor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Favor is upon your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When you look backward, you see goodness and mercy following you. Amen. You know, goodness and mercy are always following you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Things are working out for your good. Amen. You have a testimony. Amen. You are a testimony. Amen. Amen. All is well with you. Amen. Hallelujah. You are the blessed of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you that you've got a great job. Amen. I say you've got a great job. Amen. I say your business is doing well. Amen. You have contact everywhere. People love doing business with you. It is always well with you. Hallelujah. Wow, you are a beautiful sister who has a beautiful brother who wants to get married to you. Amen. Marriage is your portion. A godly marriage is your portion. I declare that in Jesus' name. Oh, we've got weddings all the time here in God's Tabernacle. Yeah, people are getting married every time here. Yeah, our brothers have got good jobs to take care of their wives, their new wives. You know, our sisters are finding their loved ones here. I'm telling you that it is awesome. The cuckoo are always nice right here. And Linyalo is always excellent right here. Hallelujah. I declare that it is there. Let the heavens know that you've got your great marriage. Your wedding is coming. It's happening. In Jesus' name. Your life partner, it's identifying you. It's locating you. Hallelujah. It is well with you. Amen. Wow. And we've got great marriages, successful, wonderful, powerful, exciting, glorious marriages in this church. Fire is always on in the marriages of this church. They are always excited about their life partners in this church. Can I get a bigger amen? Amen. It is well with you. It is well with your mind. You will never die before your time. Amen. Amen. You're crossing 60 with ease. I say you're crossing 70 with ease. Full strength is your portion. Hallelujah. That's who we are. Amen. Praise God. So I'm so excited about what God is doing. You know, it's so much exciting. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you that even as we study your word tonight, you minister unto us. Lord, I'm trusting you that you will touch our lives tonight. You will minister to every one of us, all that are here and all that are watching online. Thank you, Father, that your word will go forth in power and in an anointing. Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Shake a hand of somebody next to you as you sit down. Tell them, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Having the mind, or set your mind on the Spirit, on the things of the Spirit, on spiritual things. So today we're doing part two. Amen? Amen. Yeah, we are grateful for how God is teaching us, you know, through the Word. I'm telling you that I've been receiving great testimonies of what God is doing through the Word. You know, Sunday morning services, as we are learning about the power, the powerful human spirit. The powerful spirit. Yeah. I was just checking if you know what we are, you know. The powerful spirit of a born-again person. Yeah. And so, and also in the evening, we're focusing on, you know, focusing on the things of the Spirit. You know, spiritual things. That's what propels you forward. Amen? Amen. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We are walking according to the Spirit. We are not walking according to the flesh. Amen? Now, the Bible says, the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. So the righteous requirement of the law becomes fulfilled in you. When you, which one? You know, it qualifies you, which one? Who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So what does that mean? If I do not walk in the flesh, but I walk in the Spirit, what will happen? You know, the righteous requirement of the law, it's fulfilled in me. You know, what God wanted the law to fulfill, or people to be, when he gave them the law. When you walk in the Spirit, you are fulfilling the requirements, the righteous requirements of the law. You know that you are better off than the Israelites in the Old Testament. Yeah. The law, you know, wanted them to be right, but they could not be right. But you and I, by being born again, by walking in the Spirit, you know, we are made right. Amen. So we fulfill the righteous requirements of the law. Say this, when I walk in the Spirit, I fulfill the righteous requirements of the law. Oh, that is so powerful, eh? You know, that as a child of God, you know, by walking in the Spirit, you're accomplishing much. You're fulfilling the righteous requirement of the law by just walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh, by depending in, you know, on the Holy Spirit. Now, the New Living Translation says this: He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fulfilled, who would be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. You know, when we follow the Holy Spirit, the righteous requirements of the law is fulfilled in us. Now, in the Message translation, now start in verse 3, Message translation. God went for the jugular when he sent his own son. You know, a jugular. When a person says he's going for a jugular, you know, in other words, he's going for a kill. Just like a cat, you know, I'm talking about a lion or a leopard or a cheetah, you know, that when it goes for a kill, it goes for a jugular. Yeah. That the main thing is to go right here. I watched one clip of this where rangers and they were out there in the park, well, in the car, and a leopard just, you know, showed up, and when it came, it was going. It was a buggy, and so they had their windows down, and then leopard came. And when it came to this person on the left, it was going, it was gunning for the jugular. You know, he grabbed it, and then he kept on saying to the driver, drive off, you know, but he grabbed it. You know, fortunately, it couldn't get the jugular, and that's what they go for. Now, I saw another one. Now, this one that I'm talking about, it was in Kenya, you know, out there. So I saw another one here in Kruger National Park. And you know, these trucks that carry, you know, the tourists. And so the tour guide was there. And cars were all over on the streets because this leopard, you know, just came in. And what happened? This leopard went for the driver. Yeah. And he was going for the jugular. You know, and so the driver kept on, you know, hitting with the hand. And so the hand was, you know, had to go, and then after that, I think it was on the news that he just had a few stitches. Yeah. So, but that's the nature of this case. They go for the jugular. When they attack, they don't, you know, it's not like, what are these dogs? The hyenas. You know, the hyenas, how they kill. Hey, they are terrible. Those ones, they eat. Yeah. While you're running. while the animal is running, they're busy eating. They grab the leg. Well, no. And then they still, while the animal, they're running, you know, all over, they're all over. And then, hey. So, but the cats don't do that. The cat, they want to kill, you know, and take the kill up the somewhere in a safe place, at a tree or something, and rest there. Yeah. And so they go for the jugular. Now, we went into one of these cars, and so early, we had a early morning drive. And so, and I said to the driver, I said, "So, where is your gun? I don't see your gun." He says, "No, you know, there is no gun here." You know, so, but don't worry. So I said, what happens when the leopard, he said, no, don't worry, you know, we know how to handle them. Yeah. And then I was there, you know, I was sitting here, Untatile was here, and, you know, Pastor Luisa was there. We were right at the back seat, and there were Americans. Tatile was laughing. When we pass the monkeys, and they say, "Ah, the monkeys," and then they say, "Look, they're excited about the monkeys." And not long, it was still early morning. I think about 4 o'clock or something. Yeah, so it was still dark. We had spotlights, and you know, after asking about the gun, you know, as we drove off, we spotted a leopard. You know, it's just that it was far away. And I'm thinking that if it's near, you know, it would be a different story. But it's exciting. Yeah. Now, last December, we were also in the park. You know, we love going to the park. You know? And so there was the lion, and not the lion, leopard, on a tree, just resting. Yeah, I still have a clip of it. And the road was here. And we moved the car right next to the tree. Now if I can show you the clip, you can still, you know, hear the breathing of the leopard. That's how close we were. And we were thinking, and then all this time, you know, always had hand on the window. Yeah. And then the foot on the accelerator. That one more thing, you know, anything, just press the window, you press the accelerator. But it's exciting. Yeah. So why? Because when they come, they go for the jugular. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's why they love to attack. Now, I love this. It says here, when God went for the jugular, when he sent his own son. In other words, he's saying, I want to deal with this sin problem once and for all. Yeah. He didn't do like the hyenas, you know, that are, you know, dealing with sin one by one. Eh? Yeah, some people are dealing with sin one by one. Pastor, I'm smoking 10 cigarettes, but at least I will now reduce to 5. You know, and no. You know, God went for the jugular. You know, that when he got the teeth right here, you know, then the animal dies. And that's it. Yeah. So when he sent his own son, he went for the jugular. He didn't deal with the problem as something remote or unimportant. In his son, Jesus, he personally took on the human condition, entered the disordered mess of struggling humanity in order to set it right once and for all. The law code weakened as it always was, by fractured human nature, could never have done that. The law always ended up being used as a band-aid. Band-aid. You know, band-aid. Bandage. You know, the law always ended up being used as a band-aid on sin instead of deep healing of it. And now, what the law could ask for, but we couldn't deliver it, accomplished as we, instead of redoubling our own effort, simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. I don't know if you're getting it. Now, what the law could ask for, but we couldn't deliver it. By following the law wanted you to have this. You know, what the law could ask for in you, but we could not deliver that. You know, so instead of redoubling our own efforts, you say, you know, instead of doubling our own effort, God says, don't double your own effort. Simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. Ah, that is powerful. You know, you simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. The Holy Spirit is working in you. So all that you do is just embrace the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, this is powerful, eh? Yeah. And so, now, let's continue in the Message translation, verse 5. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is deadened. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God and ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he's doing, and God is in place at being ignored. Yeah. So when I depend upon self, I'm ignoring God. I'm ignoring God. Yeah. And you know, this thing happen slightly. You have to, like, spiritually awake. You purposeful stay awake spiritually. Because it will lull you into self, into the flesh. Yeah. So you have to keep the spirit right in order that you would never be lulled into self, into the flesh. Amen? You focus on the spirit. Afternoon I was driving back from Gauteng. So after the church this morning in Bilabila, I took Riffmet. Riffmet went to Ghana, and so I think their plane has just left. They're still ascending wherever she is. So anyway, I took her. And when I was coming back, I was tired. It was a long day. I was tired. I was driving. I was alone. And I was falling asleep. And then I would just see a car, you know, drifting off. And I would try to, you know, stay awake, you know. And then I would stay awake for maybe a minute or two. And then from there, I'm thinking that, you know, that's how we drift into the flesh. You know, you don't see, you just papa masetso tsamaya ko graveleng or hey, ke message. Yeah. And then you have to come back again. Yeah. And so what happened is you know, the next stop I stopped, you know, went out, you know, bought something. Obviously it's an ice cream. So yeah. And then I came back. And I was awake. Yeah, I was awake. So I was purposefully awake. You know, so that I should not, you know, fall asleep. You know, until I arrived. And thank God for the safe journey. Amen. Now, the Bible says that God is not pleased at being ignored. Yeah, it's not pleased that we are ignoring him, that you are ignoring him. So God says, the Bible says that he's not pleased, you know, that, you know, to be ignored. So God is not happy when we drift off into the flesh. He's not happy. Yeah. Amen? So we have to walk in the Spirit. Now, let's go back to ESV. Yeah, listen to what it says here. Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So when we live according to the flesh, we set our minds on the things of the flesh. Now, this, we can put it this way. It says, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. All right? Now, we can also look at this. Look at it this way: that those who set their minds on the things of the flesh will live according to the flesh. It says the same thing. Yeah. So, what you focus on, it's what will thrive on. And then the same thing here, those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Now that if I focus on the Spirit, then what happens is that when I set my mind on the Spirit, then I will live according to the Spirit. So how do I live according to the Spirit? I have to focus, set my mind on the things of the Spirit. Amen? That is what is required of us. Now, the Spirit and the flesh, it's two different things. Yeah, and their power is different. The power of the Holy Spirit is different from the power of the flesh. You know, some people will say, you know, the flesh is powerful. It's because your spirit is not, you know, up to speed. But when the spirit is up and running, the flesh is nothing. That's how we overcome the flesh. The Bible says in Galatians, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So how do I avoid fulfilling the lust of the flesh? By walking in the Spirit. You know, when I walk in the Spirit, I have that power of the Holy Spirit working in my life. You know, and the power of the Holy Spirit will ultimately help me not to fulfill the works of the flesh. Now, when you look at an aeroplane, maybe it's a jet, all aeroplanes has got wings. Got wings, right? And on the wings, if it's a twin engine, which most of them are, on the wings, there will be big propellers. Are you with me? On the wings. Now, the propellers, behind that is the engine. So, what flies in aeroplanes are those two or four engines. Now, if it's a single propeller, it will be right on the nose. You know, those small little 20-20 mosquito, you know, yeah. Those will be, you know, the one on the side. But I'm talking about now the jets. They will be having either two or four engines. Now, those engines are powerful. I saw clips where a plane would be, the engines would be running, and it would be on a runway or supposed to go, and maybe they're making the final touches. Now, at one time, somebody came right in front of the propeller. Now, it was not on a full throttle. It is just, yadu mafela, you understand? But when that person, I said, when a person just got there, if this is a propeller, and a person, you know, they're busy, you know, working and so forth, and he's minding his own business, and he got in here. Guess what was the next thing? He was sucked into this. And that was the end of a person. Yeah. And that's the part. Now that's why if you go to the airport, maybe it's not docking on the on the building. It's docking somewhere, and you have to come off on the stairs. That they will guide you. They will even direct you. They will always protect you. Never ever go close to the propeller. Because those engines are powerful. And so, that's how powerful they're carrying. Might be two engines, but they are carrying, just imagine, carrying a whole lot. The luggage and people. All of us, I don't know how many times, in there with all our luggage, are carrying all of that. And it has to fly for hours up there. So they have to be powerful. And for it just to take off takes a lot of power. So those engines are powerful. And you know what? That is how the Holy Spirit is. Now, that is how powerful the Holy Spirit is upon our lives. Jesus said that I've got many things, spiritual things, that I want to tell you, but you can't bear them now. Eh? Just think about your car. Eh? You have a car? Now think about your car, eh? Think about it. Think about your car. And then whatever car it is, just think about taking that just one engine, that big propeller. See, like the engine of a car, it has a fan, eh? Yeah, so that would be like a small propeller or something like that. Yeah. But now, just think about your car and taking that huge engine of an aeroplane and now coming to your car and you're putting it on your car, in it. Will it work? No. Your car, the weight of the engine itself, you know, it will destroy your car. Now, that is why the Holy Spirit could not come inside of the people before Jesus died. Because the Holy Spirit is so powerful. When he comes in, they'll... So, but now, think about this. Think about this. Now, you take this huge engine, eh, of an aeroplane, put it there, you go to your car, whether it's a Mini or it's a Polo Vivo or whatever it is, eh, you go to that car, you open the bonnet, you throw it, put it aside, you remove the panels, eh? Fenders, you know, you just dismantle the everything, eh? And then the chassis, you remove it, then you take the chassis, you make it bigger, you make it stronger, you make it powerful, you know. You get the big wheels, and those wheels you just you know, get bigger wheels, yeah. Get big shock absorbers, and then you get those panels that you have removed. Now you get the bigger ones because now the chassis is bigger, eh? Everything is bigger, yeah. And you get the mountings, huge. Big, that will support the engine. And then when you have done that, now you go to that engine, the big engine. You take that engine, you put it there. Now that car has been made to handle the power of the big engine. Yeah, that everything will be able to support that big, huge engine of a jet. Are you with me? Yeah. And you know, that's exactly what God did. Yeah. When you say, Jesus, I surrender my life. I give you my life. You know what Jesus does? The first thing that he does, he comes to your Mini or your whatever. He just destroy it, dismantle it. Says this is no good. It won't handle, you know, the Holy Spirit. This is no good. Dismantle it. You know, he gets bigger parts, you know, of your spirit. You know, a strong spirit, a powerful spirit, a good shock absorbers of your spirit. You know, and he gets it so solid, you know, that when now the big engine, the Holy Spirit himself, comes in and dwells in you, your spirit is solid to handle the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit will only come in the spirit of a born-again Christian. Not, if you're not born again, the Holy Spirit can't dwell in you. That's why the disciples had to be first born again. And they got born again when Jesus breathed unto them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. They were changed. And that's when, days later, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit because their spirits now were able to handle that. Now, coming back to our text here, God says here,
You know, with that illustration, God says here that for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. So when I set my mind on the things of the flesh, I will live according to the flesh. You know, it's just like when I want to remain that Polo Vivo or, you know, Mini Cooper or that small car. You know, I am setting my mind on the flesh and I will remain there. You know, but it says that those who live according to the Spirit, you know, set their minds on the things of the Spirit. You know, they are focusing on their huge spirit. You know, they are focusing on the huge engine of the Spirit. They set their minds on what is powerful. And so everyone now has a choice. Hore, am I going with this smaller Yanaka or am I going with this big jet engine? Where am I focusing my attention? Where am I focusing my attention? And so when you compare these two, they don't match. Eh? Can't compare. You know, they don't match. The spirit and the flesh can't match. You know, can't compare. And so, God is saying here that, you see, if I come to this small Anyana engine, small Anyana car, you know, and I am in it and so forth, and I am ignoring the big engine, the big power. Yeah. And with this small Anyana engine, I will fail to accomplish some things. Sin will always overpower me. Yeah. Yeah, but when I focus on the things of the Spirit, focus on this huge engine, on this what is powerful, tell you that sin will never overpower me. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the big engine. And you won't have to struggle with the issues, you know, that concerns a small engine. Amen? Amen. Yeah. And so, now we have to set our minds on the things of the Spirit. You know, set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Always focus on the things of the Spirit. You know, don't look at things. Don't look at things according to the flesh. Look at things spiritually. Amen. Look at things spiritual. Because the Bible says, let's continue reading and see what God says. Verse 6, for to set the mind on the flesh is what? Is death. But to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. If we are to have the life of peace and, you know, the life of life and peace, then we have to set our minds on the things of the Spirit. So don't consider things naturally. You see, the things of the Spirit don't make sense. At times, they don't make sense. Yeah. When God says that, follow this person, yeah, at times, when you look at it with the human efforts, it does not make sense. Yeah, when God said to me, here is your father, referring to Apostle Theo, I mean, it didn't make sense. At the height of apartheid, and I am a black person, and God is saying, you know, here it's a white person who is your father. And I was even persecuted. You're taking money from the township to, you know, to town. It does not make sense. But we don't do things according to what makes sense. We follow the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And so, You see, many a times we get things wrong because we follow the flesh. We reason things out. Yeah, when the Holy Spirit tells me of some things, I commit myself to them, even before I tell Pastor Louise, because I know that when we start to discuss it, we might discuss it out of the will of God. Yeah. Like, when God says that, I want you to give so-and-so, support so-and-so, you know, and I look at it and say, you know, God, you know my finances. I can't afford, you know, to do this, you know, but I commit myself. I'll phone the person or send a message that, you know, I'm going to do this. Now, when I do that, I am committing myself. You know, I'm not a person who says, I will do this, and then from there, but, you know, I make a U-turn. No, I want to be a man of my word. That what I promise, I do. I will follow it through. I rather not promise than promise and not do it. You see, if any person who promises things and never you know, that person that does not follow them through, does not do them. You know what? He's deceiving his heart. It will come to a point whereby even his heart won't even believe that he's telling the truth. Yeah. Yeah. And that person can't use faith because the heart says, you know, but you are not telling the truth. You have promised so many times, but you never follow them through. You never did them. You're not telling the truth. Yeah. So be a person, when you make a commitment, you know, hold on to the commitment that I will do it. In life, success comes by making a commitment and keeping to the commitment. The Bible says that a right man swears to his own head. You know what does that mean? You know, you commit yourself to something, and then later on you realize that, you know what, I'm in a big problem here. You know, this thing is costing me so much. You don't escape. You don't come out simply because situation is bad. He says he swears to his own head. Meaning that even when it's hurting, it is difficult. But because he has committed, he will follow it through. And you know what? The blessings of God are always in that. Anyway, it was a side thing. So what were we talking about? We're talking about that things of the Spirit. You know, they don't make sense. So I would then, maybe God says that, you know, do this. And I will call a person or send a message that, you know what, I'm going to do that. Before I even tell Pastor Louisa. Yeah. And so when I come to, when, now this is only when I know I hate God. Eh? When I am sure that I hate God. Yeah. And then I have a suspicion that we might discuss it out of, you know, we might discuss ourselves out of this. And I say, I hate God and I commit myself. And then from there, I will tell her that, you know, this is what I sense God has been, you know, telling me that we need to do this. And already I have told the person. So even if she says no, she can't change anything. Yeah. So I'm covering myself that God, you know, I think I hate you here. Are you with me? And it has never failed, isn't it? Yeah. It has always worked. Yeah. It has always worked. Yeah. And in the church, it's like it has always worked. Yeah. And so and find that it does not make sense, you know, but by committing to God, telling him that God comes through, you know, and God does it. And so when when things are of the Spirit, yeah, things are of the Spirit, even if they don't make sense, ko radi adi kopany, you know, or mare ho diragalang mo. Yeah, but because they are of the Spirit, you're always hearing from God. You're always sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you that it is life and peace. It will always be life and peace. It will always be life and peace. There are situations whereby maybe in the church we have come across serious problems, challenges, eh? Yeah. And when we do that, I would go and wait on God. God, give me a word, give me a direction here. And when God gives me a direction, I commit to it. And it is always God, life, and peace. All the time. You know, we haven't, by the grace of God, we haven't sung. And we will never sing. As long as I walk the route of the Spirit instead of the flesh. So I'm saying that also in your personal life, always follow the Spirit. There is life and peace when you follow the Spirit all the time. Uskaya feel like a crowd, or, you know. No, follow the Spirit. Follow, and obviously the Holy Spirit will always be in agreement with the Word of God. It will never ever come against the Word of God. It will always agree with the Word of God. So follow the Spirit. Now, even if you are, it looks like you're drowning. Are you hearing me? It looks like you're drowning. But when you are following the Holy Spirit, you'll just see yourself coming up, coming out of the situation. It always happens. I tell you, you know, the first time I learned how to swim, and you know, I said that I've been told, just breathe in. Eh? You will never drown. And then I would try to breathe in, and then I would see myself going down while breathing. He said, I was following the flesh. No, you know, this thing is not working. I'm going down. And then, at one point, I said, I want to take it through to the end. I will breathe in. And I was going down. Water was coming. And then it came up. And I'm thinking, if I have to go up, it has to be now. And guess what? I kept on going down. And it came to a point whereby it stopped. Eh? It stopped. I was no longer going down. And guess what? After stopping, I started coming up. Just that one incident made me know how to swim. So if you don't know how to swim, you just need that experience. That experience, you will know how to swim. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. You know what is it like? It's like learning how to drive, ne? And how to control a clutch. You press, you know, the clutch, right? And then as you release it, you will see that there is a point whereby it starts to engage. So that is the point whereby now you know I have to press in the accelerator. Yeah. So when a person, you know, a car, and it's stalled, it's because you haven't mastered that point. You haven't come to that point on the crash. That one. Yeah. But when you get it right, I'm telling you, you will never ever be asking, you know, or maybe even look. Well, no. It just automatically comes in. And that is what it is to trust God. That's what it is to trust God. You know, come to a point whereby, can I trust God? Yeah. And then you see yourself sinking. You see yourself going down. You know, but you say, God, I trust you. You know, you see the water coming up. Say, God, I trust you. You know, see the water coming up. God, you know, you're going down. Yeah. As you trust God, there will come a time whereby water, even if it's up to here, water will remain. It will never go, you know, above. Yeah. But, and when you come to that point, you have just reached a turning point. You know, and then you will see yourself coming out of the water, coming out of the deep, and coming out of the situation. And you'll see yourself floating, you know, because now you're trusting, you're following the way of the Spirit. Following the way of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And so, let us put our minds on the things of the Spirit, not of the flesh, but the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And when we put our minds on the things of the Spirit, we will always float. Amen. Can we say this together? Father God, I thank you that you're helping me to live in the Spirit, to follow the path of the Spirit. And I will not follow the flesh. I will not follow and focus my mind on the things of the flesh, which leads to death. But I will set my mind all the time on the things of the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.
And I belong to you forever.